This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim Per Gimel, Mishneh Gimel, Chovis, Shenikva, Chovis that has a hole, that's the halachos that we're learning now. Vaso bezefes. Aso means you fix. Sometimes a losh nasi, it can mean a tikkun. He put over, he smeared over pitch, zefes, and he was says in the neck. If you find all over Chazal, use this idea of filling up a hole with zefes. If around the place that's sealed up with the zephis, machzik revius, it's holding on to it, it's enough to contain a revius, tmeyo, because that has a sheir choshuv. Even though the stima doesn't help in the case of the sefer, the Mishnah, but it helps over here. What's the case where it does not help? Cheres. We're talking about a shever of a kli cheres that has a din to be mekabel tumah midin gisto. That means it wasn't part of a whole kli. It's not only a shever. Shenikiv, and it was punctured, vasoi bezefes, and over there you put in a stima of zefes. Afal pishe, machzik revius, even though now while you did the stima of zefes, it does have a hakzokas revius. Torah b'nei shebotlu shem kli mi'olav. That says, this is another way that a gistro is easier for the gistro to lose the shem kli then a kli be'etzem. A gistro, even though it's mekabel tumah, but it's only a gistro. So mela, the same way the chshivus of it has to have more chshivus, relatively speaking, the patchwork on it also is not enough to hold on to the shem kli. It loses the shem kli. This is the pashta pshat, sachar what it says in the Rav. There is another pshat over here in the Rosh and the Rash, which the Rav doesn't bring down. It's a mechudish de gavort. And it says like this, that be'etzem, you see in the Mishnah, from the fact that a gistro doesn't help the sealing, that the sealing of zephis does not render it a kli. However, being that by a full kli, it still has a shame functional kli legabe harzokas rimoinim, which we've used before. Bigger things can go in it. So it's enough with the sealing, even though the shears kemoitzi zayis, it's enough with the sealing, even though a sealant does not make it into a kli, but it's enough to hold on to the shame kli because it's royal to remind him. The nafkamina of this knesh, it sounds a little bit convoluted, would be, what happens if you had a big kli with a nice big loch, you have a nice big hole in it, the size of moitzi rimoin. So there, it can't work even for large size peiris. In Cain, the zephyr certainly doesn't help. The zephyr only helped because anyways it had some level of functionality. It's a mechudish de gavart, and again, the Rav doesn't bring it. Mishnah's Taya Shtel Su, to add a little bit, what we just said makes a lot of sense, but he adds a little bit of a Tesefis Hagdora from Reb Chaim in Perek Yutes Hilchos Kelim. Reb Chaim says that even though the halacha is that a gistra, shivrei kli cheres, arma kabel tumah, because they function as a kli, if they're mirevius, miloig ad so, but still, there's a fortis achilik. Lamaisa, a kli is a kli. A kli cheres is enough of a chiddush that even has a shem kli. The din that a gistro, that shivrei kelim, can function as a kli, is learnt out of a ribui, kol. We pointed this out at the beginning of Perek Sheni. So that being said, it's only a ribui of a kli. A ribui of a kli to hold on to that shem kli, ha'ide stima, dos nisht. And that's why the Lush in the Mishnah is very sharp. Which a cheres means a gistro. Shenikiv, botl shem kli mi'olav. But that's the whole point. The point is that al yidei the stimas hanekev with zephis, it's not botl shem kli. The teretz is the cheres be'etzim doesn't have a shem kli. It has a ribui of kol kli. So since it's only a ribui, be'etzim, it's batul shem kli mi'olav, memelo, with a stima yidei nekev, you don't have that level of holding on to the shem kli. Rishayim over here, the Rash, Taisus in Chul Nafnun Hei, Mutcher with a maramokim, the Tesefta seems to say klal. Klol, kli cheres, shenitar, mitumosoi, shuv, ein loy tumo elomis. It sounds like a klal, ironclad rule. And the Shaz, what's the Hezbah? So the Rishonim HaMazbel, if you have a Mishnah, what do you mean? Stimas Nekev does work. It can go back to being mekabel tumah. So what they explain is that we're talking about over here a full chovis. That's the masnek of the works where we just understood. Mashen came by a piece of cheres. Once it breaks, once it's nikiv, shuv en l'tumah lamas, can't go back to its state. Stimas hanekiv doesn't work. L'chor would fit very well. Toisvus chum dafton hay has a different hesber over here. That it can go back, even by a kli chovis sholem be'etzem, cannot go back. Stimas hanekiv doesn't work. Stimas hanekiv will not render it back a kli, even when it used to be a kli sholem, because it was broken. Maybe the vort is because there's a ma'ase shvirus, so that's it, nitar. However, if you then miyachid it for a bigger kli, like for a kli, miyuchid for reminding, then the stimas hanekev does work. Not so clear exactly how to understand that. Mishnah Dal continues the same theme. Chovish in Israel, a jar, a barrel, that becomes Re'ua is a lotion shaky, but it means over here that it's not as well attached because it has a crack. But otherwise, it's not broken. Everything is standing together. It has a crack in it, but still quite functional. It doesn't have a hole. Utvalo. And what he did was he smeared over with some type of material, put some type of glue on the crack in order that it shouldn't break. Af alpi shehu noitel sagloli, even though he takes off the glue. He put on glolim, is he put on a material that's smeared over. Even if he removes that material, the charosim neiflum, then memela the chovis falls apart. The cheresh just disintegrates. Tmeo, mipnei shele botul shem kli me'olo. Even though be'etzem the kli kishala atzmoi would break, it's only the outside glue that's holding it in place. Lamaisa, it was put on before it broke. It's not broken. The kli is not broken. So therefore, right now that the glolim is holding it all together, it's not broken. Now, a slight crack, just because it could widen, for sure is not a noise. That's a lot if you have a slight crack and you're putting crazy glue. Even if you could remove the glue right now, lamaisa, the crack's not doing anything. It's talking about that the crack was deep enough, strong enough. The Rav says, "Shemitalt leno v'chatzi kav gregris b'soicha tishov legami." It can't bear too much weight, so it's pretty stark cracked, and because of that, it would be tahiru. This is, by the way, a Mishnah that a crack like that size would consider the kli now, even before it breaks open, would consider it broken. Is a Mishnah Mufurish in the fourth parak, Mishnah Beis. However, over here we're talking about where Lamaisa he was able to preempt it by putting on this this glue made out of glolim. So Lamaisa, the kli is not broken for right now. Now we'll add a point to that. The Mishnah, the same way the Mishnah mentions glolim, they had in those days, they didn't have crazy glue, but they had devik, they had glue. So why does the Mishnah say smearing over glolim that's removable? The Mishnah wants to stress that even though it's held together by glolim, which is easier removable, still, right now, it's considered a chibah, and the kli is not a kli ru'ah, not tar. There's another point over here, which is l'chayre kaveh, not like a shita in the sugya in Shabbos daf tezvav. There is a machlokes over there between the Rameh and the Chachomim. When you have a kli which is cracked, and it wouldn't hold up under pressure, so it would not be considered a kli. It's held up, or it's holding up, because it has a maimon on it, has something that's holding it, some type of glue. So the shita of Reb Meir over there is hakol hoylech acher ha-maimid, and the chshivus of the kli, even if it's a kli eitz, and it would crack and it would fall apart, it's held together by a maimid of glolim, then it's considered kli glolim. The issue you think is kli glolim. But it can't be more choshev, the kli can't be more choshev than the maimid itself. L'chor doshtet mishnah nishtazay. We're holding together glolim. L'chor kli glolim is not mekabel tumah. So clear, garua biyoyse. I bazei state in the Mishnah that the maimed is not kaveh, the muhusil kli. However, nishbara, let's say chovis broke, and a taka fell apart. V'dibik mimena chasis, and now you glued back together pieces, and you're trying to put the chovis back together again. Oy shevi chasis, you brought another piece to replace it. Mimokam acher utvolon. Big lolim, and you attached it, you glued it together. Big lolim, af al pi shehu noitel sa glolim.
Even if the glue helped and now the pieces weld together and they stand together and it becomes one, and you would remove the glue and it would stand, this is really a hemshka of a cloud that we had in Mishnah Gimel. When something has a chshivus of a sheer kli, it's harder to then become bottle. So before, it never cracked. If it never cracked, the shame kli is loipoka me'oleo, even though you'd peel away the glue, it would fall apart. Right now, it never fell apart. But over here, this is safer. When you talk about something which was shivrei kli cheres, it was already poka. To say that it could be put together, but if we need glue to hold it back together again, no. It's really the same idea that we had before by a kli sholem with a gistro. When do we say the klal that a kli cheres, that's nishbaro, can never have tumah again? The chiddush of our Mishnah over Mishnah Gimel is that over there you're only making a stima sanekev in a gistro. It's still shivrei kli cheres. Over here you're gluing it back together again, and seveta ganze kli becomes back the tzura of the original chovis. Afilo haki doesn't help. Why? Like we said, this is a tesefta. The klal is kli cheres shebotlo shem kli me'oleh shenishbro shuv ein lo tumah elamis. Hoya bo cheres machzik revius. If the chovis, when it cracked, and it has pieces that you're putting back together again, cheres machzik revius of mashkin, that says the chovis broke, and there was one piece that was big enough that it had a shem roi lekabel tumo midin gistro. It's shivrei kelim, but it had enough that's machzik revius. So then the halacha is kulam mitama b'mago. The chovis will become tomei al yidei negia in any one of the pieces. What the Mishnah is saying is like this. This one piece, which is a gistro, that's mekabel tumah because it has lahachzokas revius, it's now glued together with all the other pieces. The other pieces serve as an auxiliary. They mishamish the one piece which has a shem kli. You can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. You can't put the pieces back together again because kli cher shenishba shuv en la tumah elamis. But there was one piece that is mekabel tumah. It's a gistro. The other pieces are what's called in Loshen of Seder the Tyrus a yad, to be machnes tumah on that. If it touches, a yad is something which is like a handle to the kli, which is roi lekabel tumah. It itself is not a davar mekabel tumah, but it transmits tumah to the zach, which does have kabbal's tumah. Tumah touches any part of this kli cheres, the whole, any part of it is a yad. The din of yadayim is a whole inyan at the end of Seder Tyrus, but it comes up over and over again. We pointed out in the psicha that there's a pasuk in the parsha of kli cheres in parsha shmini, tanavi kiraim yutot, the Torah's marba word utmeim yu lochem. Lochem chazal dash means the not only the kli itself, but even the chelik of the kli, which just helps you get to the kli. A handle of a kli is not the kli itself. Doesn't have a kli kibul. Doesn't have a base kibul. But it's the way of picking up the kli. Oh, it's a yad to the kli. So the same thing is over here. The whole thing will function as a yad. Now, b'maga, it's as if you're touching. Kli ches, generally speaking, is not matama b'maga. Or the way it's matama is not migavoy. So here we're talking about touched from the inside. The din of yad is not mechadish that everything will have the din of toich, legabe kli ches being matame b'avir. So it has to actually touch from the inside one of the pieces. However, kinegdoi mitama bavir, even though it doesn't have tumas avir on any one of the pieces, the whole yadayim functioning is enough now that the piece which be'etzem was a gistro does have tumas kli cheres in the classic sense, bavir. So if it's in the chalal avir neged this piece, it does have tumas, the regular tumas kli cheres, which is bavir. Maisa, the sugi of yadayim is a major sugi in chul daf kuf yud ches. Well, we explained that the yad of the kli cheres is not, doesn't have the din of kabbalas tumah idei avir, only b'maga. Rishonim over there, the Ramban, other Rishonim are matmir on this agdar mechnezi. Once it's a din yad, so the din yad is part of the kli cheres, it's nitma idei avir. So they have to have a different way of explaining the Mishnah. Ayin Shom, Mishnah Achrona brings the raid. There's another point that has to be made over here also. when the sugin chulin daf kuf yud ches that we just mentioned is marbe yodos bekelim, there's a yad legabe of food. Food could be not the etzem food itself, but there's the yad of the food. That's really the sugi over there. But there's also a custom of yad bekelim, and there's a tosefes din of yad beklicheres. Now yad beklicheres, tosefes other rishonim sounds from the Rambam that way, that it's only nisraba. Like a hemshech of the kli. So if you have a yad of a kli eitz, it'll be metameh like the outside of a kli eitz. But to say that the yad of a kli cheres is like the toich of a kli cheres, ekadesi. So who says that any place that it touches over here has a din of toich kli cheres? And harei kli cheres is not metameh on touch. It's not metameh bigavoy. It's only metameh mitoichoy, out the din of toichoy. So some of the rishonim are going to understand. We just said is mechayiv understanding that the din of the Mishnah, any place it touches, is not kipshute. What it means is like this: the sheretz to be metame this klicheres, which had a piece which is mekabel tumah, the rest of it is a yad, it'll only become tome al yidei exposure ba'avir of this piece. What the Mishnah says that's metame b'maga al yad is once it becomes tome, the tumah will be transmitted elsewhere al yedei touching the yad of the klicheres. Other rishonim over there in chum lavkuf yeches explain something else. It's a chiddush. Even though the etzim klicheres is only mitame mitoichoy ba'avir, the chiddush din that yesh yad beklicheres will transmit tuma to the klicheres durch the yad, even when the yad touches it, not in the manner of avir, even b'maga. Yad can bring tumma onto a klicheres as if it's mitoichoy. There is mag on a klicheres derech hayad, not legabi the etzim kli. The etzim kli, the shame kli, is only the toich. The yad of a klicheres is a way of transmitting tumma to the klicheres. It's mitame the etzim klicheres, i.e. the exposure benegia to the yad. It's a chiddush. Now this goes straight back to old raid that we had in the beginning of Perek Beis. Reb Chaim Shtelzaveki Yisoid, we discussed it over there, Gabi Azov, that sticks his hand to the Avir of Klicheres, that Klicheres has Tumma only Derech Avir, not Derech Maga. So how can we have in the Mishnah over here, Lefi the Pshat, the way we started, the Rash, the Rav, that the Yad of the Klicheres, the other pieces that are glued together with this Gistro, that is a functional Dava Mekabel Tumma. It's Mekabel, or transmits Tumma to the Klicheres, Derech Negir biyad, there is no tumas maga b'klicheres. So there is a shtikl ginze agrach, some kuf yutes, that seems to say that the Rash over here is not arguing. So if you doichen said the Mishnah, the yad is only letame acherim, that takes care of that problem. If you're going to say that the din over here is the yad is machnis, the klicheres should become tome, has become tome b'maga, you're going to have to say that the din of yad is different, and the yad akli functions differently than the dynamic of the kli itself. You have to know how to say that.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.